It is September 4th. Just a few days ago, an unexpected encounter left me deeply moved. I was strolling down the street in my military uniform, a routine for me these days, when something extraordinary happened. A passerby, a woman in her 90s, abruptly grabbed my hand, not bothering with politeness, and exclaimed, "Hey guy!" She peered into my eyes and in a soft, gentle voice, she said, "Please leave. Live long enough to become as old as I am now. Do you understand?" She held my gaze, her eyes glistening with tears. "You see, I spent over 2 decades in journalism, and I've had my fair share of strangers recognizing me on the street, expressing gratitude for my work. Don't get me wrong, it always felt good to hear those kind words. It's heartwarming to know that people appreciate what you do. But the impact of this elderly woman simply wish for me to live a long life resonated much deeper. She approached me solely because of my uniform, because I am a soldier. This woman, who lately lived through the horrors of a Nazi occupation, famine and Stalinist repressions, wasn't just wishing longevity for me. She was extending that wish to all the defenders of Ukraine. Before I joined the army, I often grappled with doubts about the significance of my work. My journalism career was plagued by constant uncertainty. I frequently felt that I could have written better articles or edited stories more effectively. Overall, there was a lingering sense that I could be doing something more meaningful, something that made a more significant impact on people's lives. However, over the past year and a half, these doubts have vanished entirely. I understand that I am a part of a vital mission, that I am exactly where I need to be. My life has undergone a profound transformation. I no longer belong solely to myself. I follow the orders of my commanders. I rely heavily on the support of my listeners and dedicated volunteers. Without their assistance, I wouldn't have been able to save my parents, help my daughter complete her education, and secure her admission to university. In essence, I'm not currently earning for my own family. My loved ones depend primarily on your support. Yet I'm convinced that I'm on the right path, that I am exactly where I should be. The elderly woman who unceremoniously grasped my hand in the street and then looked at me with such intensity merely reaffirmed what I already knew deep down. I belong in the army, wearing this uniform and following the orders of commanders, some of whom are a decade or more younger than me. This is my mission, the focal point of my life now, and I'll strive to live a long life, although I can be certain I'll succeed.